Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Today we commemorate Philip the Deacon. Who the heck is Philip the Deacon? Does anybody know this guy? Does anybody care? I personally don't know who he is. I don't care, nor do I even, I'm not even intrigued enough to consult Wikipedia, whoever that guy is. Wow. You're important enough to have your own day, to have your own commemoration. I mean, you must be exalted. But nobody knows who you are. Nor do they care. Humbly. So, Aaron and Miriam do not like their new sister-in-law. So what? I mean, who cares? Nothing new under the sun there. But Aaron and Miriam take their dislike for their sister-in-law and they kick it up a notch. They use their dislike for their sister-in-law to springboard into their jealousy of Moses. Their silent mumbling and grumbling concerning Moses' high office and special favor with God goes vocal and then viral. Does God only speak through Moses? Does God not also speak through us as well? I want God to speak through me too. I want people to respect me. I want people to revere me. I want people to listen to me. I want the professors to realize just how brilliant I am. I want them to know, I mean, don't they know that I have unlocked the truth of every text, the deep meaning of every scripture by applying the ancient hermeneutic? Oh, I want the students to realize that a professor like me doesn't come along every day, and they should be grateful to sit at my feet and bask in the glow of the wisdom. Look at everything I'm doing. I want the district president to think of my ministry as cutting edge. I want God to speak through me too. Oh, sorry, I lost it there. I lost my focus. Maybe. So God calls him out. Come out, you three, to the tent of meeting. And Aaron and Miriam are thinking, we must be in the front row. Not so much. See, Aaron and Miriam, who have exalted themselves, Aaron and Miriam, who want it all, who lust after power and prestige, Aaron and Miriam are humbled. And Moses, who is described in the text as the meekest man on the face of the earth, he is lifted up and exalted. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. And yet, God who humbles does not destroy. The God who casts down the haughty prepares to lift them up by his grace. Miriam is covered with the sores of leprosy. She becomes the walking dead, and she is cast outside the camp, away from the presence of God. The unholy, the corrupt, is removed from the presence of the holy, but with a promise. After 7 days, on the 8th day, she shall be restored. On the eighth day she shall be made clean, declared holy. And the entire camp waits for her to receive her back. The Lord who humbles does not destroy his children. And the servant of the Lord, Moses is lifted up, raised up, highly, highly exalted. Moses, God speaks to him mouth to mouth, face to face. Moses even beholds the form of the Lord. There is no other prophet like Moses. No prophet like Moses. Until the prophet like Moses is incarnated among us. The prophet like Moses humbles himself to be born of flesh and blood, born of a woman, a virgin woman, born under the law to redeem those under the law. He was obedient unto death, even death upon a tree. For the 7 days of his passion, he was cast away from the presence of the Lord, forsaken by his God, cast outside the camp and hung upon a tree. He died and he was buried. But on the eighth day, he was restored, resurrected and raised up to the right hand of the throne of God. The humble has been exalted. The meek one has indeed inherited the earth. Are you sitting in the front row? Have you exalted yourself in the high halls of holy academia? Do you desire the admiration, the adulation of man? Repent. Be humble before the face of your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. And God, who has lifted up his Son, first upon a cross, and then to his own right hand, shall also raise us up for his blood's sake. The self-exalted are humbled in order that the meek, in order that in our meekness we might inherit the earth and see the face of our Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen.